weird one.
First Tomato by Rosemary Wells. Claire ate only 3 spoons of cornflakes for breakfast. On the way to school, her shoes filled up with snow. By 11 in the morning, math had been going on for 2 hours. Lunch was Claire's least favorite, bologna sandwiches. At playtime, Claire was the only girl not able to do a cartwheel. Once again, the bus was late. Claire needs a visit to the bunny planet.
Far beyond the moon and stars, 20 light years south of Mars, spins the gentle bunny planet, and the bunny queen is Janet.
Janet says to Claire, "Come in, here's the day that should have been." I hear my mother calling when the summer wind blows. Go out in the garden with your old clothes. Pick me some runner beans and sugar maple peas. Find a ripe tomato and bring it to me, please. My ruby red tomato is hanging on the vine. If my mother didn't want it, the tomato would be mine. It smells of rain and steamy earth and hot June sun. In the whole tomato garden, it's the only ripe one. I close my eyes and breathe in its fat red smell. I wish that I could eat it now and never, never tell. But I save it for my mother without another look. I wash the beans, shell the beans, and watch my mother cook. I hear my mother calling when the summer wind blows. I've made you first tomato soup because I love you so. Claire's big warm bus comes at last. Outside her window, Claire sees the bunny planet near the evening star in a snowy sky. "It was there all along," says Claire.